You are listening to City Lights on 90.1 WABE, where ATL meets NPR. Cindy Wilson of the B-52s has a new solo project. She joins us now along with one of her key collaborators, Ryan Monahan. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey.
Nice
thanks
to
for
see
having
you.
Us. Good morning.
Oh, so good to have you here. So how would you describe the sound of your new solo project, Cindy?
Well, we've been working on this project now about 3 years, and it was an experimentation, you know, trying to, have fun with my voice and make different modern approaches musically. And Ryan was a good friend who was everything I asked him to do. He's always just done an amazing job at it. And so we decided, let's just kick it around in the studio and see what happens.
Yeah, I have heard that you've described the new sound as softer, more melodic, maybe more soulful.
You know, it's amazing because, you know, I love rocking out, but there's a lot of emotions you can really express with a lighter touch, I think. And I think we've been having a lot of fun doing that.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd say there's definitely a more cerebral side to this music versus the B-52s.
So you can have it all, Cindy, and you are doing it. Ryan, it was your Beatles tribute act.
That's
which
right.
I had the pleasure of seeing a
yes.
few years ago. By the way, you may mistake Ryan for Paul McCartney should you bump into him on the street. This Beatles tribute act brought you and Cindy together. Would you tell us how that came about?
Yeah, sure. So when I had first moved to Athens, which was in 2008, some friends of mine and I decided to do a Beatles tribute band. And one of the very cool gigs that we got to do that year was playing for Cindy's son, Nolan, his 10th birthday party. And so at that point, I had sort of interpreted it more as an audition for playing for Cindy than a birthday party.
But he slayed everybody. I mean, the adults and the kids. I mean, it was one of those magical moments where it was just amazing.
Oh, and I know? Think it's so cool that, you know, the Beatles were an important part of your young child's upbringing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Still is, you know. But, you know, and so Ryan played again many times for us,
right?
And became part of the family. You know, we used to see him a lot. You know, and then there came an opportunity for us to work together in Athens a few times. And I said, well, you know, he's one of the best guitarists I know. You know, really.
That's saying something.
You know
your fair share.
Absolutely, and. You know, he's gone to school in I forgot what the musical college was in Connecticut, but I mean he's really first rate, you
All
know.
Right.
And so we would use him and friends to do local gigs.
Local meaning Athens.
Athens, yeah.
Okay, which is national.
Sure, sure. But we've done the 40 Watt, we've done the Georgia Theater, and we even had the opportunity a few years ago to play with the late, great Paul Scales, too, who performed with
That's
us
correct.
That evening. But we did the Chastain Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred joined us. We did Love Shack with a four-piece horn section. it was awesome.
Okay, I wanted to play Love Shack, but my producer said, no, not today. We have to concentrate on new stuff. Cindy, I wanted to follow up on what you described as Ryan helping to make your sound more modern. I understand you even described that as a psychedelic vibe.
Yeah.
Would you elaborate on
well,
that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the B-52s are psychedelic, and it seems to be a natural progression into a really more modern psychedelic sound, you know. So that, to me, was a natural. But we would meet, like, once a month and just kind of write and just experiment until we got a sound that seemed cohesive.
Yeah, it's interesting. At first, we didn't really know what this creature was going to be. And it really did start off in very much in the spirit of experimentation. And in fact, I think when we started, we just said, you know, let's record one song together and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And I think we were so impressed by the results that we just kept doing it. And that turned into a 3-year span of actually recording original material. But, you know, sometimes with the creative process, you don't know what something's going to be really until you get closer to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was very much... you know, anything goes, I would say. I mean, I
learned, it's a learning thing for me, you know, and mm-hmm. and that's part of the fun, I think. You know, my age, to be able to be creative and learning new things, it's great.
You are not geriatric.
I just had a birthday. I can say that I've definitely got a toe in there.
we got to release our Supernatural EP on Cindy's birthday.
Well, we have a cut from that. Shall we listen?
Yes. I would love to.
Because it's such a joyous sound. Well, we're listening to a track from Supernatural with Cindy Wilson.
That's
here with
our first radio.
It's cool that
you heard it here first. Oh wow, this is an honor.
There you go. And you know, I have to add, that was the very first original song actually that we wrote in the studio.
True.
And so it's cool that we're just now getting to release it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're delighted to have you here. If you just tuned in, this is City Lights. I'm Lois Reitz, is here with you, Cindy Wilson and Ryan Monahan. And we're talking about Cindy's new solo project, which isn't entirely solo because she has trusted collaborators like Ryan Monahan.
Yeah, we were going to name it, what was one of our names that we came up
with? Oh, man, so many. It took us about a year we had lists and lists and lists.
Lists of names.
We had
Plume.
Plume.
That was up there.
My was one of them. But, you know, so here's the problem. As we did our research, I mean, when I say everything in every band name in the world you could think of is taken, I mean... it's taken.
You would believe it. But Cindy Wilson is not taken.
The strangest things.
Like, I think there's probably a couple of Cindy Wilsons, too. You know?
Well, yeah. Cindy Wilson sort of solo, if you want to call it that.
Well, you know, it has stickiness. There's a legacy there.
This is true. Yeah. And Cindy, you've said that from the start as a band, you wanted to avoid standard music venues. Why?
I like rustic, you know, kind of like, I came out of CBGB's era, you know. And it's sad there's no CBGB's anymore. But, you know, the B-52s used to go up to play and play hurrahs and different little, you know, hole in the walls, you know. And so... we came from kind of small venues, and now we're playing all sorts of venues, from small to big. You know,
you haven't
amazing.
Forgotten your roots.
It's absolutely true. And the B-52s just came back from Australia, which we played for thousands. You know, it was amazing. You know, it was a lot of fun, and it was about 110 degree weather, but it was amazing. It was fun.
So you and like these intimate venues, but you wouldn't turn down a stadium.
Right now, we're at where we're supposed to be. We're slowly building, and I'm learning a lot starting over.
Right. Yeah. Well, with this softer, more introspective, or at least this wider spectrum of emotions you're covering, it seems the intimate venues are more appropriate.
Absolutely.
I read something about you wanting to go to art museums.
Yes, I mean the show is it is more like a art piece, I think. Don't you think, Ryan?
Yeah. This past summer, we actually spent a few months just creating visual material for the live performance, which was really fun. So, in addition to getting to record music, we got to fool around in the studio with some cameras and just kind of film some textural, what I call like eye candy, you know. Oh. And that is part of the live performance too. So we have projections, and you know, it's very much kind of an audio visual experience. And hopefully that, you know, as we continue to grow and expand, that visual component, you know, expands with us as well.
Why is that visual component so important to music, which you listen to? Why is the visual so important now?
Just the immersion of the senses, I think. You know, I think that there's a cultural trend too, which is like, whether it be from video games or movies or what have you, I think just the bar has been raised a little bit, you know, and so people don't go out to live shows as much anymore. And I think you have to offer them a little something extra in terms of an experience. Whereas, you know, people maybe, you know, in a different generation, going out to live shows regularly was, you know, more of a thing. You know, now you've got to really kind of reel people in a little bit.
That's very generous to think of it from the concertgoer's perspective. I thought you were going to say, well, ever since MTV and now up to Snapchat, you know, we've just moved on to visuals. But that isn't your explanation.
I think it's definitely a part of it. I love bringing the songs that we recorded in the studio and performing them live in a show. They become a live entity, you know. So to me, that's so important.
Let's listen to another song from that EP. We have Sunrise, Brother, Corporeal, Ballistic, Supernatural. Take your pick.
Corporeal.
Oh, good choice.
Listening to the track Corporeal from Cindy Wilson's new solo EP with Ryan in that track. Cindy, you sound like you're almost whispering the song.
Yeah, it's like a different technique.
I would imagine that this results in your feeling different from the way you feel after a B-52's performance. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's different... like I said, emotions that you can get from expressing it that way. And but it was, and this is a cover from what was the name of the group?
Oh, that's right, Broadcast.
Broadcast, yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And we did sort of our own take on it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which I think it turned out great.
So it's, you know, a very different type of experience for you as musicians than, you know, literally the rock star excitement and party feel good sensation you impart with the B-52s.
Right.
So with utmost reverence to the legacy of the B-52s, I think when we went into this, we very much had an idea of... Or a goal, rather, of how can we do this completely unlike the B-52s? You know, it was, we wanted to do, I think it would have been easy in a sense, and And I like to make everything hard on myself.
Well, it's not what I wanted to do.
Yeah, I think it would have been too easy to just kind of do something and that was characteristically like B-52s. So,
and clearly, you know, here the singing is entirely different.
Absolutely.
But boy, do you pull it off. So you're about to kick off another tour with South by Southwest in Austin, Texas as the ultimate destination. Is that the ultimate gig?
It's hard to say anymore. It's South by Southwest is this kind of paradox of like exuberance and terror. it can be pretty crowded and sort of hard to get through all the noise of South by Southwest in a sense because there's so much going on. I think if you plan it out and do it right, it can be an important gig, but whether it's the sort of end all be all, it's yet to be determined.
Yeah. Cindy, and it's going to be an adventure for us. We're going to be going from Atlanta, New Orleans, Houston, Dallas, and then Austin, you know. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So you are building up to Austin. Well, those are not small stops along the way.
It's going to be fun.
I'm super excited.
Yeah.
So the tour is in support of the upcoming album, Change. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a release date yet?
No official release date yet, but we do plan on releasing it this summer.
Okay. Stay tuned, as we say. You've said that Change represents a sort of full circle for you, Cindy. What do you mean by that?
Like I said, I've been doing, being in the B-52s 40 years this year. We did our anniversary, and it's an amazing accomplishment.
Oh, huge. Congratulations.
And we've got many generations of different fans, and it's been amazing, too. And I've got to talk to people, and they've told me how much it means to you and to them, to the music, and that was really important. But when we started 3 years ago on this project, it was time for a change, and time for me to grow as an artist and see where it took me, you know. Because I was, you know, we were lucky to be, I was lucky to be in the B-52s, and we have such a large amount of songs we can sing from and choose from. But we tend to sing the same hits, you know.
Well, so, fans want that.
Yeah, so it's nice to be able to, as a side thing, you know, to be able to play with new music. And I'm really happy that we're doing it.
In your wildest of dreams, in the short time we have left, where would you like this project to go, ultimately?
Well, I just want people to hear it and you know, have a good time.
Cindy Wilson, congratulations to you.
Thank
40
you.
Years of the B-52s, and congratulations on this solo project.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Ryan Monahan, thank you for your insight, and best of luck to you as well in your life as Ryan, not just Paul McCartney.
Cindy Thanks
Wilson,
for having us.
Has been our pleasure. Cindy Wilson, Ryan Monahan, and friends perform at Vankman's this Friday evening at 9:30. Thank you again.
Thank you.